Listening test. Part 1. You're going to listen to a recorded material. Before you listen, you have 20 seconds to read instructions carefully, and you will listen to it twice.
Part 1.
Listen to a conversation on a university campus.
You seem to know your way around campus. Have you been here long?
I'm a senior literature major. I'll be graduating next June.
Your major is literature? Mine is too. But I'm just beginning my work in my major. I just transferred to this university from a junior college. Perhaps you could tell me about the courses you've got to take for a literature major.
Well, for a literature major, you need to take 8 courses, 3 required courses and 5 electives. First, you have to take Survey of World Literature, Parts 1 and 2. This is really 2 courses, and it'll take 2 semesters, and it's required for all literature majors. The other course required for all literature majors is Introduction to Literary Analysis.
You mean, if I want to specialize in American literature, I still must take 2 semesters of world literature?
Yes, because the 2 semesters are required for all literature majors.
But I only want to study American literature.
At least you can take all of your 5 elective courses in the area that you want.
That's what I'll do then.
Now listen again. Part 1.
Listen to a conversation on a university campus.
You seem to know your way around campus. Have you been here long?
I'm a senior literature major. I'll be graduating next June.
Your major is literature? Mine is too. But I'm just beginning my work in my major. I just transferred to this university from a junior college. Perhaps you could tell me about the courses you've got to take for a literature major.
Well, for a literature major, you need to take 8 courses, 3 required courses and 5 electives. First, you have to take Survey of World Literature, Parts 1 and 2. This is really 2 courses, and it'll take 2 semesters, and it's required for all literature majors. The other course required for all literature majors is Introduction to Literary Analysis.
You mean, if I want to specialize in American literature, I still must take 2 semesters of world literature?
Yes, because the 2 semesters are required for all literature majors.
But I only want to study American literature.
At least you can take all of your 5 elective courses in the area that you want.
That's what I'll do then.
Part 2. You will hear a man called Steve and a woman called Caroline talking about summer jobs. Decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Let's start.
So, what are you going to do this summer?
Well, I'm probably going to go on holiday with my parents and my sister for a week, but I suppose I really should get a summer job. I haven't planned anything yet, but I really need to get some money. What about you?
I'm going to Scotland for the summer.
For the whole summer?
Yes. Well, I'm going for 7 weeks. I'm going to work in a youth hostel in the mountains.
Really? That sounds great.
Yes, I think so. I mean, the work won't be very interesting. It'll be mostly cooking, cleaning, and working on reception, selling drinks and things. But my hours are 7 till 10 in the morning and 5 till 9 in the evening, so I'll have plenty of time during the day to go walking.
That sounds like fun. It'll be like a holiday, but you'll be earning money too.
Yes, it's a chance to get out of the city and maybe meet some new people.
I wish I could get a job like that. How did you find out about it?
I read about it in a book called Summer Work, Round Britain. It tells you about all kinds of different jobs in different places. You can work at farms picking fruit or at hotels near the sea. You can even get work at music festivals.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yes, of course the problem with that sort of work is that it only lasts a few days. And once you've paid for your accommodations and food, you won't have much money left.
Oh yes, I didn't think about that. And knowing me, I'd spend all my extra money on music. So do you have to pay for your accommodation and food in Scotland then?
Well, it's quite good. I'll be staying in a shared bedroom and they'll take £15 a week out of my wages to pay for that. My breakfast will be free, because I'll probably be cooking breakfast for the guests. I can get dinner in the evening at a reduced price, so I only have to worry about lunch.
Well, I hope you have a great time.
Thanks. I'll lend you the book if you like. Maybe you'll find something too.
Isn't it too late to apply?
I don't think so. Anyways, it's worth a try.
Now listen again. Part 2. You will hear a man called Steve and a woman called Caroline talking about summer jobs. Decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Let's start.
So, what are you going to do this summer?
Well, I'm probably going to go on holiday with my parents and my sister for a week, but I suppose I really should get a summer job. I haven't planned anything yet, but I really need to get some money. What about you?
I'm going to Scotland for the summer.
For the whole summer?
Yes. Well, I'm going for 7 weeks. I'm going to work in a youth hostel in the mountains.
Really? That sounds great.
Yes, I think so. I mean, the work won't be very interesting. It'll be mostly cooking, cleaning, and working on reception, selling drinks and things. But my hours are 7 till 10 in the morning and 5 till 9 in the evening, so I'll have plenty of time during the day to go walking.
That sounds like fun. It'll be like a holiday, but you'll be earning money too.
Yes, it's a chance to get out of the city and maybe meet some new people.
I wish I could get a job like that. How did you find out about it?
I read about it in a book called Summer Work, Round Britain. It tells you about all kinds of different jobs in different places. You can work at farms picking fruit, or at hotels near the sea. You can even get work at music festivals.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yes, of course the problem with that sort of work is that it only lasts a few days. And once you've paid for your accommodations and food, you won't have much money left.
Oh, yes. I didn't think about that. And knowing me, I'd spend all my extra money on music. So do you have to pay for your accommodation and food in Scotland then?
Well, it's quite good. I'll be staying in a shared bedroom, and they'll take £15 a week out of my wages to pay for that. My breakfast will be free, because I'll probably be cooking breakfast for the guests. I can get dinner in the evening at a reduced price, so I only have to worry about lunch.
Well, I hope you have a great time.
Thanks. I'll lend you the book if you like. Maybe you'll find something too.
Isn't it too late to apply?
I don't think so. Anyways, it's worth a try.
Part 3. Listen to the speech and complete the notes below. Write no more than 2 words for each answer.
Million metric tons of plastic trash enters the sea from land every year. The equivalent of 5 plastic bags filled with trash for every foot of coastline in the world. Across our ocean, plastic trash flows into circulation, dispersed almost everywhere, but concentrating in huge swaths in the midst of global currents, breaking down into smaller and smaller pieces, ingested by species across the marine world, and sinking to the bottom of the sea.
Anyone can make plastic anywhere in the world and sell it anywhere else in the world. There's no design paradigm, there's no barriers. In order to solve the plastic packaging problem, we need to effectively rethink the entire system. From one which is linear, i.e. take, make, dispose, to one where it can be recovered and fed back into the economy as a valuable plastic material, or one where it is biobenign and it can enter the environment. The ultimate goal of the new plastics economy is to design an economy where plastic packaging never becomes waste. And to do that, we need every single player in the chain to change the way that they do things.
But marine pollution comes in many forms. Industrial, agricultural, and urban waste also sweep into the sea, fueling explosions of algae that rob marine ecosystems of the oxygen they need to survive. With sustained pollution, these areas become dead zones, which already exist in more than 400 locations across the globe. But nutrient pollution can be managed through change in major contributing systems like agriculture.
If you eat, you're involved in agriculture. So it's a problem that all of us have to work together to solve. Soil health is critical for water quality. It's the first thing we have to focus on. Here on the farm, organic matter is the key thing that we try to improve. The more organic matter you have in the soil, the better the soil can hold on to nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen. Organic matter keeps it from leaching out of the soil. It grabs onto it, and that's good for the farmer, but it's also good for water quality in the bay. For any farmer to change their system is tricky, and it takes a lot of work. I think all farmers want to. It's learning different processes, practices that allow you to do it effectively that becomes a key.
Now listen again.
Million metric tons of plastic trash enters the sea from land every year. The equivalent of 5 plastic bags filled with trash for every foot of coastline in the world. Across our ocean, plastic trash flows into circulation, dispersed almost everywhere, but concentrating in huge swaths in the midst of global currents, breaking down into smaller and smaller pieces, ingested by species across the marine world, and sinking to the bottom of the sea.
Anyone can make plastic anywhere in the world and sell it anywhere else in the world. There's no design paradigm, there's no barriers. In order to solve the plastic packaging problem, we need to effectively rethink the entire system. From one which is linear, i.e. take, make, dispose, to one where it can be recovered and fed back into the economy as a valuable plastic material, or one where it is biobenign and it can enter the environment. The ultimate goal of the new plastics economy is to design an economy where plastic packaging never becomes waste. And to do that, we need every single player in the chain to change the way that they do things.
But marine pollution comes in many forms. Industrial, agricultural, and urban waste also sweep into the sea, fueling explosions of algae that rob marine ecosystems of the oxygen they need to survive. With sustained pollution, these areas become dead zones, which already exist in more than 400 locations across the globe. But nutrient pollution can be managed through change in major contributing systems like agriculture.
If you eat, you're involved in agriculture. So it's a problem that all of us have to work together to solve. Soil health is critical for water quality. It's the first thing we have to focus on. Here on the farm, organic matter is the key thing that we try to improve. The more organic matter you have in the soil, the better the soil can hold on to nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen. Organic matter keeps it from leaching out of the soil. It grabs onto it, and that's good for the farmer, but it's also good for water quality in the bay. For any farmer to change their system is tricky, and it takes a lot of work. I think all farmers want to. It's learning different processes, practices that allow you to do it effectively that becomes a key.
This is the end of the listening. Now write down your answer and check carefully. Good luck.